This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Welcome to Foundations, a weekly program brought to you by the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Hello, I'm Esther Smith. It seems we are constantly bombarded with different philosophies, and we are left floundering around trying to put them all together to figure out what the truth is. And many people come to the conclusion that truth is just what feels right for them. That is, unless we have a different way of discovering truth. Well, Christians do have a different way of discovering truth, and Hendrik will tell us about that now.
What is truth? Now that's a big question. What is truth? Perhaps you feel this is a question best left to philosophers. After all, what difference does it make to you whether or not you know what truth is? Is it going to help put food on the table? Is it going to help me do a better job at work? Is it going to help my kids do well at school? And besides, isn't truth relative? What's true for you is not necessarily true for me. So, let's leave that sort of question for those whose job it is to think about such things, like monks, or maybe university professors. What is truth? Who really cares? But what if the answer to this question is important? What if it makes all the difference in the world? Knowing the answer to this question will help you do a better job at work. It will help your kids do as well as they can at school. And while knowing what truth is may not guarantee that you'll be able to barbecue up some eye fillet steaks every night, it will help you appreciate the food that you do have. And it will help you to understand why you are even able to enjoy the food that you do eat, whether you're a vegetarian or whether you enjoy a takeaway burger every now and then. Now, that sounds like a tall order. Can I prove that knowing what truth is really makes such a difference? Well, my point today is not to answer all of life's questions, but I do hope to help you get pointed in the right direction. And what is the right direction? Where do we begin looking to find truth? Well, Jesus says in the Bible, in John 14, verse 6, "I am the way and the truth and the life." If you want to know where to find the meaning of life, if you want to know where to find truth, you need to look to the source of life. You need to look to the source of truth. You need to look to Jesus. "Oh, great," you say. "You're one of those Jesus freaks. You're one of those evangelical fundamentalist Christians. You think you're the one who knows all about truth. You think you know all the answers. Well, let me tell you, Christians are nothing but a bunch of close-minded, misogynistic, warmongering, old-fashioned, ignorant bigots." Okay, maybe this is not exactly what you were thinking. At least I hope not. If you do have your mind made up about how rotten Christians are, well, what can I say? There's nothing I can really say about truth, because you believe I am so far from the truth that I've lost all credibility. But if you're willing to be open-minded, if you're willing to consider a new perspective, then maybe we'll be able to journey together in our search for truth. But isn't this rather arrogant, to say that I can help you find the answers? Well, to say I can help you find answers would be extremely arrogant if, and this is an important if I were to suggest to you that these answers come from me personally. But the thing is, I can't look to myself for answers. I can't tell you to look to me personally for answers. And ultimately, you can't look to yourself for answers. Now I know this is not popular thinking. We're constantly being told that if we want truth that fits for us, we have to find it within ourselves. Look within yourself to find what is true for you. But isn't this really the height of arrogance? To think that something as important as truth can be found within ourselves? Who are we to be able to determine what truth is? even if it's just for ourselves. And think about it. It doesn't make any sense. For example, what if you were to look for the truth about how to bake a pavlova? Now, I've never actually made one, but I'm told it can be rather difficult. And I'm sure that if I were to go to Pack and Save, pick up some ingredients of my own choosing, take them home to our kitchen, and mix them together in an effort to come up with a pavlova, well, I can pretty much guarantee that the end result might be rather tasty. But it will not fit anyone's definition of what a pavlova is. I would need to find answers about the truth of how to make a pavlova outside of myself. I'd need to turn to a rather good recipe book, one with very specific instructions. Ah, but maybe on my own I can discover my own truth of what a pavlova is. Really? What if you were to go to a restaurant, order a serving of pavlova from the menu, and the waiter came back with a cheese and mushroom omelette saying, "The chef tells me that this is his understanding of the truth of pavlova." Do you think that restaurant will stay in business? I doubt it. No, we don't look for truth on these matters within ourselves. Such truth is determined for us by sources outside of ourselves. And where do we find ultimate truth? What can we do but go back to John 14 verse 6? I am the way and the truth and the life. Jesus doesn't say, look to yourself for truth. He says, look to me. Yes, this raises a lot of questions. I only hope that you continue to journey with us as we look for answers.
You're listening to Foundations on Plains FM 96.9.
Today you've heard Hendrik Barker reading edited material written by Reverend Jim Klasinger. We spend our lives pursuing happiness, and when we reach a goal, like financial security, that we think will make us happy, we discover that we aren't quite as content as we thought we'd be. Why is there always a barrier before us? Please join us next Sunday at 10 a.m. or 10:30 p.m. when we'll be considering this further. Until then, goodbye from the Foundations team.
You can contact the Foundations team by sending an email to foundationsonplains@gmail.com. Join us for worship on Sunday at the Reformed Church of Christchurch. Our services are at 10:30 a.m. and 5 p.m. at 63 Cornwall Street.